Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Jim Wyatt has been over at Vanderbilt Pro Day. Jim?
That's all right. Well, I've spent the first part of the day. There's a good turnout there, I guess, not only from the Vanderbilt athletes, but it's probably 50 team officials were there, scouts, coaches, general manager John Robinson was there, Mike Vrabel was there, and Titans were pretty well represented at the pro day.
A lot of people wondering how fast Joe Williams would run, and you were there.
I said
that you looked at people's watches and phones, and everyone had a different number on it.
Yeah, and that's the way those things work. I mean, yeah. At the combine, you know, you get a time that's coming from the league, and then anytime you go to one of these pro days, you know, these scouts all gather around. And he ran twice, and I looked around at the people around me who were taking it on the stopwatches or taking it on their iPhones, and you saw anywhere from, you know, low four, I guess maybe high four fours and low five fives all the way up into the 4.6s. He said he ran a 4.55 laser time. And I think probably looking at all the times I saw, that kind of right in the middle of where everybody had him, which was an improvement. He was 4.64 at the combine. I know Daniel Jeremiah told me when I was at the combine in Indianapolis, if he ran a 4.52, he thought he could potentially get himself into first round conversation. Now we'll see what this time does compared to his time in Indy, but I think with a guy like that who's big, I mean, he's almost 6'4".
Yep.
You know, he's not a track star. He's not going to run as fast as a Chris Johnson, but he can play, and he's got long arms, and he's competed against some of the top receivers in the country in the SEC. So that's what you look at. I thought, you know, certainly Kyle Shurmur didn't do anything to hurt himself. I mean, I think his tape speaks for itself. He's been a 4-year starter, played really well. I think of all the guys out there, Corey Blasengame, the running back, big, heavy running back out there who's had a really nice career at Vanderbilt. I think with what he did in some of these drills, of all the guys out there, I think he probably helped himself the most.
Yeah, Shurmur's one of the more interesting cases to see what happens with him, you know, when the draft comes and goes and where he winds up, because he's going to get a shot somewhere. It's just going to be interesting to me who takes a flyer on him.
Yeah, and he's a coach's son, obviously. His dad, head coach of the New York Giants, and he's a very smart football player. You know, he's a sturdy quarterback who likes to stay in the pocket and makes throws, and he's had some really good games in the SEC, and I think he's got a chance to stick around in the league for a long time. Is he a starter? I think he certainly has some ways to go to be there, but I think he could be a really good number two for somebody in the not-so-distant future, and I think he's going to get a chance.
On what level can you talk about free agent dudes?
I can talk obviously about the in-house guys who have agreed to terms and that's finalized. And I can tell you, I mean, as a team employee, I can't confirm any of these deals that are out there now with free agents from the teams. I can tell you I've seen Adam Schefter reports. I've seen the Ian Rappaport reports on Adam Humphries, the receiver from Tampa, and Roger Saffold, the offensive lineman from the Los Angeles Rams. I can see both of those. I've seen those reports, obviously, one of them yesterday, one of them here in the last 30 minutes, and I can't confirm them, but tell you that it certainly looked promising because both those guys fit positions of need, and if they do come to fruition, like it certainly looks like it's going to, it's you're going to be really nice additions.
In terms of Adam Humphries, from a player perspective, we talked with Rick Stroud, who covers the Tampa Bay Times. I know you know him. They were in town, obviously, with training camp. He said 10 on a character scale for him, a make it guy signed out of a tryout camp. He just went on and on, and it just sounds like the perfect kind of guy for a locker room like that.
Yeah, and just look how productive he's been too. I mean, he's been one of the best guys in the league working in the slot. And you see, and again, there's so much stuff flying around out there this time of year. But I think it was Diane Rossini from ESPN said that came down to the Titans and the Patriots. And anytime you're competing head to head with those guys for a player, especially a guy who plays a lot in the slot, you know, you're going after a guy that people that know what they're doing value. So, he's been really good. He's caught the ball consistently. He's a tough guy. I watched some of his highlights last night. Guy makes catches across the middle, makes guys miss, takes big hits. And I think he would be perfect. And I think that's a big addition if it does happen, like it has been reported. And then obviously Saffold, going into this free agency period, I felt like receiver, veteran receiver, interior offensive lineman, edge rusher, a defensive lineman, and not all of them have to come in free agency, but at some point either in free agency or draft, those are got to be your biggest needs. And if that one is in fact true, as I saw Schefter report within the last 30 minutes, then that answers another one of your big needs.
You mentioned edge rusher, Jimbo. That's certainly something I think we're all kind of keeping our eye out on, and mainly just with the retirement of Brian Arakpo and with Derek Morgan's contract expiring. He played through his contract. I mean, you need some bodies in that room. Not only do you need, a starter opposite Harold Landry, I mean, you need people to come in and compete. They need a lot of people at that position, it seems like.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I agree. And, there's some guys in the draft, but I think even Landry proved last year that even though you're really good coming in, it sometimes takes a while to develop and to learn a second move and a third move to go up against some of the best tackles in the NFL. So there's still some good players out there. I mean, these guys, a lot of people get gobbled up quick, and they kind of head is spinning, seeing all these moves across the league and then looking at list of who are the top guys at each position going into this thing and then starting to cross through some guys to see who's left standing. There's still some good players out there, yeah, obviously, and I would think that's going to be a position that's going to be explored, and is still being explored right now.
Let's really get into the meat of this, Jim, the reacquisition of David Fluell, and that's huge for this team right there.
Yeah, I know that's your guy.
Flu season.
I went out and got vaccinated again this morning, Jim, because it's a whole nother year of flu season around here.
Yeah, actually, when I was working, I heard about the Fluell yesterday. I started to try to come up with a lead. I was thought about going with flu season, but I thought it would be ripping you off if I went with that. So I went a different direction.
That's okay, man.
Went a different direction with that one. And then, of course, we had the Kenny Vaccaro news that was added to that in the release of Jonathan Cyprian. Jonathan Cyprian, as you guys know, is such a good guy and has such bad luck here from an injury standpoint, not only in his first year here, but then the ACL in camp. So I wish him the best. But, Kenny Vaccaro played so well and played well even though he arrived late, and for him to fit in as well as he did and be such a good tandem with Kevin Byard, I thought that was key. There were so many good safeties in the market, but when you've got a guy that you know and familiar with and played at such a good high level, it's good to get him back. And if he wasn't going to sign here, believe me, somebody was going to sign him somewhere else. So you can't just assume you're going to get your own guys back, because we've seen enough guys leave. It happens all over the league. So that even though teams in the process of trying to sign guys from on other clubs, that counts as a free agent addition in my mind, because if you lose them, you're scrambling to try to replace them.
One of the perceived weaknesses, interior offensive line. I know you obviously you can't confirm a signing, and we've talked a little bit about this, but left guard Roger Saffold would be a nice addition, obviously next to Taylor Lewan. I'm curious to get your take on him, but also, where is Jack Conklin? It takes bigger guys sometimes longer with an ACL to get back to the level that they were. It looked like he needed a little more time. Where is he?
Yeah, I think he's still, working his way back, and time's going to benefit him the most. I mean, and I think he's a tackle. I mean, I know there's been a lot of chatter and speculation about whether or not, hey, why don't you move Conklin to guard, or why don't you move Dennis Kelly to guard, and ask, John Robinson to come by, about those guys. And certainly made it sound like they're tackles to me, and I think both of them are going to be given an opportunity, you know, to compete in the off season and in camp. I expect Conklin. I don't think he just all of a sudden forgot how to play football. I mean, he was all pro as a rookie, and obviously he didn't play at the level that he wanted to play at or anybody else wanted to play at last year. But I think you can't ignore the fact that he had a significant injury he was coming off of. So I would think the time off to heal and to, even though he had another injury he's dealing with, I think all the time is going to help him be in a much better position to be successful in 2019.
The Vaccaro thing is one of the more interesting cases in recent history to me as far as Titans free agents, Jim, because they went to the combine and just volunteered the fact that he was a priority. And then as soon as they could sign him back, they did. J-Rob is not really a play-my-hand kind of a guy. I think we were all really surprised when they said that. Maybe we felt it or wondered about it, but my gosh, he went to the combine and said it, and son of a gun, he just showed up back home and did it.
Yeah, I mean, he had to have felt pretty good about it to put it out there like he did, because like you said, I mean, you're kind of building an expectation once you say that, and then if you miss him, then you get a little pressure on you. So the fact that he said that, you know, got a lot of people's attention, including Kenny Vaccaro, who, as you guys know, you know, really is expressed how much he wanted to be here. Anytime somebody says something nice about him, he seems like he notices on Twitter and retweets it or likes it. So, I mean, I think a guy, you always love it when a guy wants to be somewhere and enjoys his teammates and his coaches and feels good about the direction things are going. And I think that was really a really good development to be able to keep a guy like that from getting away.
Jim, appreciate the time. And as soon as all these deals are done, tomorrow at 3 o'clock is the beginning of the league year. We'll see pieces, TitansOnline.com, and encourage people to visit there.
Sounds good. You guys have a great week. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.